What do you get when you put a group of fanboys in a room with a mic? From video games, comics, and movies to uncensored social commentary, nothing is off limits. With your hosts, Pistol P Jr., The Blue Guy, Chuck Bitch, G-Roll, and Player 2, this is The Real Press Start. So sit down, load up, log in, and press start.
Welcome back to the Peanut Podcast.
And we're back one more game. I really hope that first half recorded because, yeah, I don't know if it did or not. It's not showing up on the thing. That's, hopefully it's just a glitch and it'll get back to normal. Now it's showing that we're recording, so we're good. But anyway, so we talked about Captain Marvel or the Marvels in that whole first half.
Yeah.
And a little bit of the MCU, so. I mean, we can kind of move on from that. Let me see here. Let me pull up my stories. There you are. I keep forgetting because I changed the picture to the stories. I don't know if you've noticed that or not.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like some black and white picture or
something. Yeah, it's Vince McMahon's high school picture. Okay. So, angry Call of Duty fans are review bombing the wrong Modern Warfare 3.
Yeah.
People I think are that upset. Happened last year too.
I think it did. I mean, I don't get why people are upset.
Because the campaign.
Oh, because, yeah.
That was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Was it 2 weeks ago?
Maybe last week, but oh, still. It was before multiplayer even came out.
Yeah, yeah. I haven't finished the campaign.
Uh-huh.
Only because I was having so much fun in that first open world mission. It's not open world. I shouldn't say open world. They call them open combat missions. And they're basically DMZ missions.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, but I mean, they're cool. Like, so, I don't know, it was the second open combat mission. The first open combat mission, you play as Pharah. And you're in like a shipping container area, like a loading dock, like a, what do they call it? A fucking with boats. Fucking dockyard?
Yeah.
Okay. And like, yeah, there's like some missiles and you have to go and put GPS trackers on these missiles. So you have to like you can go in there and just kill everybody or you can sneak around. And me being the Metal Gear guy that I am, snuck around. <That's a blame. laughs> And then the second mission is destroy 3 helicopters. The helicopters are grounded. And so you got to destroy them before they take off. Like, there's a time limit to each mission.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, that's the one I was having the most fun with. Because it's just all the different ways you can destroy the helicopter. So I'm just running around and like, because you can pick up armaments. And so like you can pick up like the stealth bomber or you can pick up the mortar strike and you can pick up the fucking cruise missile, you know, all the kill streaks.
Yeah.
And you can use them in the combat mission. So, like, and like, you just use different ones to destroy the helicopters. Or you can just find weapons and just destroy them. What's that?
So, I guess that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. I like it. I'm liking it a lot. Like, there are story, like just like the old ones where you're, like, the opening is where you're like, okay, you're just going through this mission, like, they're telling you to do it. And then there's like the open combat missions are just like, here's your objective, do it however the fuck you want. And you're just kind of in this open area. So basically, you're in one of the multiplayer maps, and you're just go do it.
You mentioned Metal Gear, and I've been stewing on this now. Do you think there's a Metal Gear person who doesn't even know that it's like he plays every Metal Gear game, but he doesn't even know that it's a stealth game?
Oh, I'm sure. So the first time I ever played Metal Gear, I didn't understand that it was supposed to be a stealth tactical game. I went in there, guns blazing, and I just kept dying. And I'm like, why the fuck do I die so much in this game? And then I realized, it's like, oh, you're not supposed to do that shit.
Yeah, but this guy's so good. He's completely just guns blazing.
You know what? I feel like there might be somebody out there like this. But when you beat the game, uh-huh. like you get like a ranking. right? And you get like a code name at the end of it. And like part of the ranking is like, it'll show you like no kills. If like you can beat the game, no alerts, no kills, that's like the highest ranking you can get. Uh-huh. So it's like you get to the end of the game and you see that, and you're like, oh, well, let me try to do it. No alerts, no kills. But I can still see that, yeah. I feel, no, you know what? As a matter of fact, Brian is that. Player 2? He's that guy. He just, like, we're talking about Metal Gear 5. It's like he just runs around and kills everybody. That's what he does. He just runs in, guns a-blazing, kills everybody, and then does what he has to do.
Yeah, but Metal Gear 5, you can do that. Like...
True. The first Metal Gear, you can't. You really can't. Like, because you literally just have a pistol when you start. No, actually, you don't have anything. You have to find the pistol.
Yeah.
So it takes time to actually build up where you can kill everybody. It's still possible. You can choke everybody out. Like, if you just run around and grab people and choke them out, but, like, you got to be able to do it quickly while you're getting shot at. But I could, I'm sure there is someone in this world, someone in this universe that does not realize that is a stealth tactical game.
That'd be pretty funny.
That would be.
This was an action game the whole time.
The whole time? What do you mean stealth? I don't know the meaning. Sometimes he really doesn't. Yeah, but I'm enjoying it. I like the. I'm enjoying the just the open world. The storyline so far is kind of. It's kind of.
Like, yeah, but that's the whole point of the thing. Like, why? Why would you? The campaign stuff's almost never engaging enough for you to warrant. Yeah, I'm just gonna play this. Just play it.
Yeah. No, but see,
two was a different story, and the story's bad. So why play it? Like,
true. I'm only doing it to get all the to unlock the characters.
Oh, there's characters behind it.
Yeah, there's characters to unlock, and there's, you know, you get calling cards and shit like that for each mission.
Yeah.
I think you unlock some weapons too. Modern Warfare 2, their story was amazing. I loved that story mode. I've played it a couple times now.
Yeah, I thought so too. It's definitely the best story, but then like the multiplayer ended up being.
Yeah.
It's probably like the worst one in like the last 6 years.
Yeah. Hey, am I tripping, or is Modern Warfare 3 free for PS5 players?
It shouldn't be. I don't think so.
So I was talking to a friend at work, and they went onto their PlayStation account, and it was like free to play. It was there. Like, it already said play on your console. They're going to test it out tonight and let me know. But like, they didn't pay for it.
Yeah, maybe it was the first week. Maybe for the first week, and they let it be free or something.
But maybe, I don't know.
Who knows? It's just like with freaking Callisto Protocol. I never bought it, but that shit was on my PlayStation. Just on that, download on my PlayStation, and I had it.
Really? That's crazy.
I still have it. I could download it again right now.
Let me see. No, Modern Warfare 3 is free on PS5, Xbox.
Really? Wait, what?
Yeah.
No. Because you have to download, because I think you have to download like Warzone, right?
No, let's say, let's see here. I think you have to have the second game.
Oh, maybe. Maybe. Yeah, you might be able to play the game, but with the old guns. Like, you won't get any of the Modern Warfare 3 guns in there.
Maybe. Let's see.
No, I don't think it matters. It's fine.
Yeah, I don't think it does either. But yeah, no, like they had it. Like, they was like, I didn't buy it, and it's showing on their thing to play it right now, as if it's down. Or they had it down. Like, it just literally gave them the button to click and download. So they were downloading it while they were at work, and they were playing when they get home.
Yeah.
So I'll have them report back to me and let me know. Gaming movie news. Nintendo is making a live action Legend of Zelda movie.
Boom.
Yeah, I feel like they don't need to.
Yeah, but they didn't need to make a Mario, and the Mario came out fine.
So. True, but live, I feel like if they did a cartoon version of it, like they did, say they did something kind of like the Final Fantasy movie, like they did like Advent Children for Legend of Zelda.
I feel
like that would be better than a live action Zelda.
Oh, is it live action? I thought it was going to be a animated, like a...
live action.
Oh, okay.
I guess. So if they did animated, I'd be okay with animated, but no, this is a live action.
Yeah, that is weird. I don't know why they would do that.
Yeah, like who are they? Who's gonna be Link? Who's gonna be Zelda?
Chris Pratt. Like,
yeah. Oh shit! Did you watch that video, the Lorenzo music video I sent you guys right now?
I believed you.
Yeah, no, it's literally he does like that dude was like the voice of the 90s cartoon, kind of like what oh my god, what's his name? The guy that does Bender and Jake the Dog, and he does another character. That voice actor, like he doesn't change his voice really. It's just he's doing the same voice for all these characters. And it's like, yeah, I know that guy.
Yeah.
But yeah, Lorenzo Music was legit. It was just his. Just him doing the same voice for all these characters. I didn't know that what he... But I guess at some point early on in his career, he decided that no one would see his face in public. Or like no one... Like he didn't want anyone to... have his voice and face associated.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah. So, like, while he was active, like he passed away now, but while he was active as an actor, he didn't let anyone see his face while he was performing. And so, like, any behind-the-scenes stuff, any kind of stuff that he was doing as an actor, you didn't see his face.
That's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. Because he was just known for his voice. All right, let me see here. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, with the Zelda movie, I'm like, I mean, I'm going to watch it.
Of course.
I got to see a trailer once it's, excuse me, once it's to that point. But I don't know. I'm skeptical because it's live action. I mean, at least Zelda has a story. You know, they could tell, I mean, and it could be, like, they could tell it in so many different ways because, like, none of the Zelda games tell the same story. Similar stories, but they, you know, they change it, right?
Yeah, but it's always, like, Ganondorf or something.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, like, the main players are always the same, but the storyline changes.
Right.
Like, the reason shit's happening always changes. You know, there's, like, the certain, like, the Triforce is always there, the Master Sword is always there, Zelda, Link, Ganondorf, there's always these certain elements that are there, but like kind of like Final Fantasy, where there's certain elements that are always there, but the storyline changes.
Yeah,
but it's just not as extreme.
I don't know. Yeah, I just don't know what they're gonna do. I don't know. It just doesn't. It just seems like a nothing burger to me when they do.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I mean, we'll see. Time will tell. Like, they've only just been announced.
Yeah.
So the PlayStation 5 and Xbox are both losing their Twitter or X support. You're not gonna be able to post to
X. Boo.
Yeah, I was like, I didn't know that we still could do that on PlayStation. I was like, not like I do it.
Oh no, I can't tweet from my Xbox and my PlayStation.
Yeah,
God damn it.
But apparently, Elon Musk is looking into it personally. Why they're doing it? Why they're canceling that functionality. But apparently, I guess they charge a substantial fee to be able to have access to their platform from your device. So, like, they're charging PlayStation. Oh, you want to be able to tweet from your PlayStation? You owe us this much money if you want your users to be able to use Twitter.
Huh.
And same thing with Xbox. And they're both like, you know what? Fuck you guys. Not enough people use it anyway.
Yeah, I don't even know what you would use it for. Like,
I think tweet the old trophies time are... I
used it was like if you're streaming, you could have like it automatically tweet out like, "Hey guys,
hey." Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think that's about it. And most people like Twitch does that for you now too. Fucking most streaming platforms they already do that for you now too.
Yeah,
Like those, they'll automatically like go to Discord to tweet it, to Twitter, to fucking Instagram, whatever. So you don't need that shit anymore. Did you see the trailer for Ghostbusters fucking Frozen Empire?
No.
It's Ghostbusters, so I'm all in. Right. Trailer looks good. I was intrigued by it. Intrigued. I was intrigued. It's basically
it a new thing, or is it a continuation of the last Ghostbusters with Paul Rudd?
It's Paul Rudd's in it. It's a continuation of Afterlife.
Okay.
So they're in New York now, and Ice Age comes into New York. People are being scared to death, and the Ghostbusters need to figure out why.
Where were they in Afterlife? What?
They were in Texas.
Texas, yeah.
Yes. All the Ghostbusters movies except for Afterlife have taken place in New York.
Yeah.
Afterlife was the only one that took place in Texas. That was because Egon left New York and left the Ghostbusters to go stop Gozer. It was Evil Shandor. What?
So, yeah, and he went to Texas.
And he went to Texas, yes. the actor strike is over.
Yay. What did they get? What did they settle on?
Let me see here. I guess I don't know. I don't have the full details of the deal, but I know most of it was about AI.
Uh-huh.
So I feel like I believe it's going to be something where, like, if your likeness is used for any reason, you're going to receive some kind of compensation.
Well, they probably worked out like a bigger number on what they
would. Yeah.
Because I remember the whole thing was like they would still be paying you, but you'd be getting paid dirt for fucking anything AI of you.
Yeah. Let me see. This is not November 9th. Here we go. Among the gains, above pattern minimum compensation increases, unprecedented provisions for consent and compensation that will protect members from the threat of AI for the first time, a streaming participation bonus. The new deal also includes increased pension and health caps, higher compensation for background actors, and other provisions for diverse communities. So that's what they got. They just got more money, basically.
Yeah, I guess. Well, I guess that was the core of the issue. So
yeah. this one made me laugh. That's why I sent it, and then your response was just perfect. The Omegle suspends all operations and bows out of the internet after 14 years. Owner says misuse is on the rise. It's like, well,
yeah, it's been misused since
its inception. Since the day it came out, people have been misusing Omegle.
Yeah, but well, supposedly there's been some like high level criminal activity on it, like not exposing yourself to underage. That's not exposing yourself to people.
Yeah, dude, Omegle. Like, I remember like when it first came out, I checked it out, and like I was like, yeah, this is not the place for me. I do not need to be on this platform.
So much cack everywhere I go.
Basically, yeah. Like you just click through, like that's a dick. That's a dick.
Yeah,
that's
you already so much cock in your regular life. You can't.
Exactly. That Pornhub account, man. What do you think it was for?
Yeah.
Yeah, whoever hacked it was like, why? What the fuck?
This guy's a degenerate. Oh my god.
I didn't even know Pornhub had that. this guy has watched two girls, one cup, way too many.
he's at least the 16th of the views.
Oh shit. Oh my god.
Anyway.
Have you seen that guy? Was that?
So you want to talk about these nominations?
Yeah. Let me pull them up. Wait, really quick before we get to that, I have three things I kind of wanted to get into. Did you see WB, the Coyote versus Acme starring John Cena movie?
No.
So it was the movie's done, completed. It tested well. Audiences were enjoying it. It had a fucking insane cast. And Warner's was like, nah, we're not releasing it. It was a Roger Rabbit style movie. And apparently it was testing well. People were loving it. It was getting high praise. And for some reason, WB's like, nah, never mind.
So what was the movie? Wait, what?
Coyote versus Acme. You know the Roadrunner cartoons?
Oh, okay.
It was that, but it was going to be like a Roger Rabbit style movie starring John Cena. Uh-huh. So like real life and 2D animation.
Yeah, and Wile E. Coyote.
Yeah. And so when they put these movies out to test audiences, they give them a rating from 0 to 100. And the movie apparently across all the boards was testing in the high 90s.
Right.
But Warner Brothers still said, nah, you guys don't need this movie. And at first, like, I don't know. Because, I mean, at first, I remember we were saying with Batgirl, we were thinking, okay, this is a publicity stunt. Like, they're going to cancel the movie. People are going to be like, oh, my God, why are you canceling the movie? It's done. Release the motherfucker. And then they're going to release it. And people are like, okay, we're going to see. People are going to go out to go see what the hype about this canceled Batgirl movie was. And
I don't think anybody would care about the Batgirl movie if they released
it. You don't think so?
You know.
You don't think so?
Yeah, I don't think so.
I think now people wouldn't care. But I feel like if they would have caved and released it back then, I feel like it would have got more.
I don't think it would have.
You don't think so? I feel like just a curiosity of, hey, why'd they cancel it if the movie was... Like, the same thing, because Batgirl, they said the same thing. It was testing in the high 90s. It was doing well. It was completed. And everyone that was involved was saying, this is a fucking amazing movie. And then they just are like, nah. It's all right. We're not showing it. So I don't know what the deal is.
There's got to be something. I bet there's like it's not actually 90% of people saying that they like it or whatever.
Maybe not, but yeah.
But it's just like, oh yeah, these people said they really liked it. 90%.
Yeah.
Liked it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. We'll see. But, I mean, that movie's never coming out, so it's weird. It's just weird that they would cancel two fully complete. This is like the second time it's a fully completed movie. The movie's done. The movie's filmed and everything. And they're just like, nah, we're good.
Never mind. Are you sure it's completed? It's complete?
It's completed. Just like Batgirl. Completed. Movie's done.
I don't know, man.
Call of Duty releases a new anti-cheat system called Splat.
Oh yeah, I heard about that. Yeah.
For Warzone, so if you're caught cheating, your parachute won't open.
Yeah, we'll see how that works.
Yeah, let's see.
Because I don't think Warzone's available right now until December.
Yeah. But it's just, I feel like that'd be kind of funny just to, you know, you're just running around and you just see someone just ping. But see, no, you know what? I was watching, I was on, I think it was TikTok that I was on. But I kept seeing, there was all these cheating streams. Like, tons of them where, like, the dude is, like, he's showing you, like, his screen and what he's seeing. And you can clearly see, you know, everyone's highlighted. You can see through the walls. He's shooting people through the walls.
Yeah.
He's playing full games like that.
Yeah, if it's TikTok or Facebook, if they're streaming, most likely they're fucking cheating.
Yeah. I was tripping out on it, though.
Because they don't... TikTok and Facebook don't ban you for cheating. Yeah.
That's nuts to me. I feel like they should, but whatevers. All right, so let's get to the nominees. The Game Awards. So we're only going to talk about the Game of the Year, right?
We can talk about all of it because it's like... We can talk about it as much as you want.
All right, let me see here. Let me pull it up.
Because it's tough competition in every freaking category.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. So let me pull up the... Because I only had the Game of the Year one pulled up.
Just everything except these esports ones. I don't care about any of them.
Yeah, I don't care about those either.
Maybe at least all the way down to anticipated game.
Okay. So, let's see. View all categories. Esport events, Ethan, esports, content creator, don't care. Most anticipated game. Most anticipated game, you got Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, Hades 2, Like a Dragon Infinite Wealth, Star Wars Outlaw, and Tekken 8.
What do you got on that?
I got Final Fantasy Rebirth.
Yeah, it's hard not to say, hard not to go with that, but...
Either that or Hades 2.
Hades 2,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, Hades 2, that's going to be a tough one, too.
I got to go a Rebirth, though, just because it's fucking FF7.
Yeah. Best adaptation. So this is video games in film.
I don't see that. Let's see. Okay, yeah.
So,
that goes. That's 100% The Last of Us. There's no competition.
Really?
I think so, yeah. Maybe Castlevania.
Castlevania's fucking good. Castlevania's good. Gran Turismo, I didn't see, so I can't say. Mario Bros., yeah, I don't see Mario Bros. Getting it. It was great. I liked it, but yeah, I don't see that getting it.
Twisted Metal was good. It was surprising, but it's not as good as Last of Us at all.
Yeah, I agree. Best multiplayer?
Best multiplayer.
I didn't know Baldur's Gate was multiplayer.
It's co-op.
Ah, I didn't know that. So you got Baldur's Gate, Diablo 4, Party Animals, Street Fighter 6, and Super Mario Brothers Wonder.
Do you know what Party Animals is?
Yes, Party Animals is that one. It's like a...
Like Gang Beasts.
Yeah, like Gang Beasts, but there's weapons, right?
Yeah, unfortunately, it's only on Xbox right now.
Yeah.
But I would have... I've only played one of these games, or I guess I played two of these games, but I got to get rid of Baldur's Gate.
Yeah. I haven't played Baldur's Gate. I've played Street Fighter 6, and I've played Mario Wonder. Street Fighter 6 didn't do... Like, the what do they call it? Like, when you're in the streets, that was cool.
I think Street Fighter 6 will probably actually win.
You think so?
Yeah, just because it kind of dominated for a good month or two when it came out.
Good point.
Or it kind of dominated up until Mortal Kombat came out.
And yeah.
Mortal Kombat's not on this list, so.
Yeah. Do you care about best sports/racing?
No.
Best sim strategy?
Sim strategy. Fire Emblem. Let's go.
Let's see, who do you got for nominees here? You got Advance Wars 1 and 2, Boot Camp, City Skylines. I have played Advance Wars.
Advance
Wars. I liked it. Yeah. City Skylines 2, Company of Heroes 3, Fire Emblem Engage, and Pikmin 4. I know, you're picking Fire Emblem.
Fire Emblem all day, dude.
Let's see here. Best family?
Best family game, sure.
Let's see. We got Disney Illusion Island, Party Animals, Pikmin 4, Sonic Superstar, and Super Mario Brothers Wonder.
It's probably gonna go to Super Mario Bros. Wonder just for popularity's sake.
I agree. That's what I was thinking too. I feel like it hasn't been out long enough for it to.
I don't know about Party. I feel like Party Animals would probably be a good game. It's probably a good game. I just haven't heard much about it since it came out.
Yeah, same. I remember there was a lot of hype going up into it, but I didn't know
right
much about it once it was released. Let's see. Best fighting game?
Best.
Okay. God of Rock, I've never heard of. It looks fucking cool. Mortal Kombat 1, Nickelodeon All-Stars Brawl 2, Pocket Bravery and Street Fighter Six. Mm-hmm. I've only played Mortal Kombat 1.
I haven't played any of them technically, but I never heard of Pocket Bravery or God of Rock.
Same.
And then I heard Nickelodeon All-Star Brawl is fire.
I heard it was too. The first one was really good.
Right, but
the first one was really... Yeah. Best RPG?
Oh, Baldur's Gate.
Let's see. You got Baldur's Gate, Final Fantasy 16,
Lies of P,
Sea of Stars, and Starfield.
Yeah, that easily goes to Baldur's Gate.
You think so?
Yeah. Final Fantasy 16 isn't much of an RPG when you're playing it. It's more of an action game.
Mm-hmm.
There's no real depth to like the equipment and stuff going on.
Yeah.
The only thing you're really building into is like your moveset. That's about it.
Okay.
I didn't like Starfield. I don't like it.
Yeah.
Sea of Stars, I hear a lot of good things about it. Liza P is great, but Baldur's Gate is just a fucking lightning. It's a lightning in a bottle game right now. Like,
okay. All right. This is a tough category right here. Best action adventure game.
Okay.
Alan Wake 2. Marvel Spider-Man 2. Star Wars Jedi Survivor. Resident Evil 4. And Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom.
Yeah.
I don't think Spider-Man's taking it this year. I had too many complaints. It was too short. It was great for what it was, but I feel like it was too short.
Yeah, I think it's a perfect size game.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think games need to be longer than 30 hours.
I mean, okay, yeah, I'll give you that. But I feel like a lot of people did complain about it. Jedi Survivor was amazing.
I don't know what they want anymore. Like they're like, you know, you get a fucking 80-hour game like Assassin's Creed, but it's got like nothing going on for it.
True.
Good point. But then you get Spider-Man 2 and it's 30 hours, but like everything you do in it is fucking phenomenal. But then you're like, oh, yeah, it needs to be 80 hours. But if it was 80 hours, it'd just be a bunch of uninteresting stuff thrown in there too. So
So true. Yeah, I mean, okay, so like that was my biggest complaint. I think Odyssey, I played a little bit of what the Viking one. I played a little bit of that one. But I feel like Odyssey, like I used to love the Assassin's Creed series. After Black Flag, though, I kind of fell off just because, like, I finished Origins. I liked Origins. I feel like Origins was a little too long. And then Odyssey was just massive. And it got to the point where, like, anytime I unlocked a new activity, I would open up the map and the map, like, it would just be so, like, not intimidating. Intimidating isn't the right word. It's kind of like okay, when you got to fold laundry and you have that big pile of laundry in front of you, and it's like, fuck, I got to do all this shit.
Uh-huh.
It was like that. It's kind of in between intimidation and dread.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened with me in Origins. Like, I think I got to like level 20 and then like a bunch of stuff like unlocked on the map or something just happened that just unlocked a bunch of nodes on the map. I'm like, I don't want to do any of this.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what happened with me. Yep. And that's what happened with me with Odyssey.
Yeah.
Like, oh fuck, man. I don't like, and to me, once Desmond died, the story wasn't as good.
Right.
And like they took away the multiplayer. Like, to me, the multiplayer story was really good. And they tried to integrate that into the main story, which I thought was cool. But I feel like it really lost its direction.
Hmm.
And I didn't care about it enough.
What do you got on Best Action Adventure then?
I'm kind of between Tears of Kingdom and Spider-Man.
Yeah, that's probably what it is. That's probably the two it's up against.
Yeah.
I'm going to lean on Tears of the Kingdom. Okay. Just because I feel like it's going to be a sweep for Tears of the Kingdom and Baldur's Gate.
Okay.
With pretty much anything that they're in.
Yeah, I can see that.
I can see that. Except for a few that I can see.
Yeah. Let's see here. Do you want to see best action game? This one's not as... You got Armored Core 4. Oh, I'm sorry, Armored Core 6. Fires of the Rubicon. Dead Island 2. Ghost Runner 2. Hi-Fi Rush. And Remnant 2.
I've heard really good things. I haven't played any of these games. I've heard really good things about Remnant 2. Hi-Fi Rush. And
Ghost. I've heard really good things. Yeah, and Ghost Runners, yeah. I enjoyed Dead Island 2. I enjoyed Ghost Runners 2. Ghost Runner is one of those games that's just hard.
I remember hard. Struggling really hard, and I don't know if it's that hard because I got on there, I did it pretty easy first couple.
Yeah, but that was still one of the opening levels. It gets fucking more and more complex. Like, I think I'm pretty sure I finished the first one. And the second one, I played a bit of it, and I was just like, it's fun, but it's hard. It's like a fucking that blood game, Bloodborne. Like Bloodborne's like, yeah, it's fun, but fuck. It's like I can play other games that'll have more fun.
Uh-huh.
I'm thinking Remnant 2 is gonna take this one.
I think so too. I don't even know what Hi-Fi Rush is, but I do hear a lot of good things about it. I just don't know.
It's a rhythm-based hack and slash.
Mm. Yeah, I would probably go Remnant 2, though.
All right. What about best VR AR?
Oh, I don't know about that one. You're the
Gran Turismo? Yeah, let me check these out. So we got Gran Turismo 7, Horizon, Call of the Mountain, Humanity, Resident Evil Village VR mode, and Synapse. I think Synapse is going to take that one.
Have you heard of it?
I've heard of it. I've played a bit of it. I played a demo of it. I didn't play the full game.
Okay.
Yes. So it's very similar to Superhot.
Okay, cool.
But it's not about the time, but it's more about, like, every time you die, you get better. So like it's like you just die and retry, yeah. And like you unlock shit and you get better each time you. So it's fun. It's one of the, like, it's kind of like the way Hades works, you know, or in
yeah, it's like what are they called again? Roguelikes. Yeah.
Roguelikes, yes, but it's like a VR roguelike. I think that's gonna take it.
We can skip best mobile game.
Yeah. Debut indie game.
Sure. I've never seen any of these games before. I heard Cocoon's really good. I'm gonna say that's the one that won. That wins.
I'm going with Pizza Tower just because I like the thumbnail.
Yeah.
No, actually, Viewfinder. Have you played Viewfinder?
Oh, I have seen. I haven't played it, but I've seen it. That is cool. But I heard. I don't know. I haven't heard a lot about Cocoon.
Okay. Viewfinder is fucking awesome. I really, really enjoyed Viewfinder.
Let's see.
I'm gonna vote for Viewfinder. Let's see here. Best independent game. It's the same. A Sea of Stars, Dredge, Viewfinder, Dave the Diver, and Cocoon.
I'm gonna go Sea of Stars.
Yeah, I've heard so much about that fucking game. Don't care about community support.
Best ongoing game. Probably Cyberpunk. I bet Cyberpunk wins that.
You think so?
Yeah, because this year, this is the year that they've like officially come back.
Good point. Yeah,
so it's gonna be like you gotta give them the flowers.
Yeah, it's like finally, thank you for fixing your stupid game. let's see here. What about what's Games for Impact?
I don't know.
For a thought-provoking game with a pro-social meaning or message.
Skip it.
Yeah, I don't care about that one. Innovation for best performance. Let's go best performance.
Sure. We got Ben Starr in Final Fantasy 16. That's Clive, main character.
Yeah.
Cameron Monaghan.
Star Wars.
Star yep. Wars main character. Idris Elba in Phantom Liberty. Cyberpunk. Melanie Libert, Alan Wake 2. I'm assuming that's Saga. That's Saga Anderson's voice actor.
Okay.
Neil Newbon. If I had to guess, that's probably Asterion's voice actor. I'd have to look it up. And then Yuri Lowenthal.
Obviously. For Spider-Man. Spider-Man. Oh, obviously Peter Parker. Yeah.
What's his name? Neil Newbon.
Hmm. I'm going to go Jedi Survivor on this one.
Yeah, that's Asterion's voice actor. Okay. You said you're going with who?
I'm gonna go with Jedi.
Jedi?
Yeah.
For me, it's either Alan Wake or Baldur's Gate.
I think's gonna win. I'm thinking Idris Elba's gonna take it.
You think so?
I think so.
No, I think I'm gonna go with Melanie Libert. The Alan Wake 2. Let me make sure it's who I think it is.
And then it's after that we'll jump to Game of the Year. So we got to wrap this up.
Yeah, that's Saga. Yeah, that's Alan Wake's.
All right. So Game of the Year, biggest award of the night. Alan Wake 2, Baldur's Gate 3. Spider-Man 2, Resident Evil 4, Super Mario Wonder, and Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom.
I gotta go Baldur's Gate.
I'm gonna go Spider-Man.
You're dead wrong. There's only two answers in this situation, and it's Legend of Zelda or Baldur's Gate.
I'm going Spider-Man. As a matter of fact, I'm gonna share that. Oh, I can't share it on Instagram. I was gonna share it on Instagram, but I'm gonna save the card and share it on Instagram. There we go. I was voting as we were talking about them.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah. I mean, I really did enjoy Spider-Man. I think maybe I'm thinking it's too short because I enjoyed it so much that I wanted to keep going.
Right. And I think that's what most people's complaint is that they were having so much fun that it ended, right?
Yeah, yep, yeah. I agree. But all right, let's go ahead and wrap this up. What was I? What do I normally say when I wrap this up? Well, I'm going blank.
I think the only thing Alan Wake is going to win is probably best score in music.
Okay.
Let's see. Maybe best art direction, but they're going against Zelda, so that might win.
Yeah, Zelda's going to be tough to beat in any category.
They might be able to get in on best narrative.
Okay.
But I can see that. The other contender is probably Spider-Man. It's between that and Spider-Man.
Yeah, you know, Spider-Man had like the pacing, the narrative. I feel like that was, yeah.
Yeah. And then direction is between Baldur's Gate or Legend of Zelda.
Yep. It's gonna be a tough one this year. It's a good selection. A lot of good games this year.
Right.
I mean, last year we had God of War. God of War just swept everything.
Yeah, there's usually always a game that just sweeps, like Red Dead Redemption swept everything.
Yeah. This year is diverse enough. But see, a lot of these games came out at the end of the year.
Not really, though.
So. No. Alan Wake, Spider-Man. Baldur's Gate was, I guess, mid-year, yeah.
Yeah, like Baldur's Gate was summertime.
Yeah.
Zelda was beginning of the year. Jedi Survivor was beginning of the year.
Beginning of the year, yeah. Yeah. All right, but on that note, let's go and wrap this up. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/TheRealPressStart, on Twitter at RealPressStart, on Instagram at TheRealPressStart, like us, and on TikTok at TheRealPressStart. Like us, rate us, review us, anywhere you get your podcast. And on that note, game over. No more questions.
Peace.